What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 99 of the Car 5 podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about the Mercedes-Maybach GLS, which is potentially going to be the most luxurious SUV of all time. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. Everybody, one of the main leaders in the world of luxury is looking to step into a whole new venue of product. The one and only world famous Maybach from Mercedes-Benz, basically the same company, is looking to create the ultimate, most luxurious SUV of all time. And this is something that we kind of heard of about a rumor for a little while. We knew it was going to happen, but it is officially confirmed that the Mercedes-Maybach GLS is legit. It's 100% going to happen. And we do know a few details and specifics as well outside of what was written. I was very fortunate enough to see this actual vehicle at Monterey Car Week at the Mercedes-Benz building. Yes, that's not a Mercedes-Benz booth. Mercedes actually erects a building during Monterey Car Week in which they had a secret room. They unveiled the Mercedes-Maybach GLS. So we'll get into that right now. Starting off with the specifics and what we know, we do know the Mercedes-Maybach GLS is going to be based off of the 2020 GLS 580. And to put into simple terms for those that aren't aware, the GLS from Mercedes-Benz is the largest vehicle they make. It's actually a 7-passenger SUV. And the nomenclature at the end, the numbers 580, just symbolizes what type of engine is inside the car, which in this particular case is going to be a 4-liter twin turbocharged V8 that is in a ton of vehicles that we know and love. So we know it's going to be based off of the GLS 580. And we also know it's going to be around the $200,000 mark, which for what you get is going to be very competitively priced, as well as the Mercedes-Maybach GLS will be built actually here in the States in Vance, Alabama, which is the North American plant for Mercedes-Benz. I've actually been there as well. It's amazingly impressive. And it's going to be built alongside all the other GLSs as well. Now, it's going to make its official debut towards the end of 2019, around the same time that the 2020 model GLSs actually officially hit dealerships. So the 2020 Maybach will debut at the end of 2019, around the same time the 2020 GLSs, the normal GLSs, hit dealerships around the world. Now, it's kind of crazy because Mercedes-Benz's slogan, the best or nothing, really signifies what they are as a company. And of course, their very high-end luxury division, Maybach, is looking to make that slogan come true once again. Creating a Maybach version of the GLS is something that's going to prove completely mind-blowing. Again, being based off the GLS 580, it is going to pretty much look like that vehicle, except for some different things. What I've noticed when I actually saw the vehicle, it's going to have 24-inch wheels, an absolutely huge, massive grille, and it's a 5-seater. The GLS is a 7-passenger vehicle, so you can figure how big it actually is, but the Mercedes-Maybach GLS is a 5-seater. It's not 7, so take the size of that car and how much room people in the back are actually going to have. In fact, there is a fridge in the car as well that additionally sits in the back, so there's actually not as much trunk space as you would think, but you do have a nice fridge in there to keep all your drinks chill and cool. So you're going to have huge leg room, and there's Maybach emblems everywhere. There is a hood ornament with a Maybach logo. Along the B pillars, there was a Maybach logo as well. And the whole thing is just, it's crazy how much room there is inside the car. Now, in specifications in regards to power, we do know it is going to be utilizing the 4-liter twin turbocharged V8 that is in several Mercedes-Benz vehicles, as well as Aston Martin vehicles as well. Now, Mercedes-Benz has also additionally talked about how hybrid versions are a possibility, as well as an all-electric version is without a doubt a possibility as well. So they're definitely keeping their options open with this Maybach GLS. Now, the cool thing about this, when I got to see the car, it was at the Mercedes-Benz building, which is at Pebble Beach, during Monterey Car Week in the middle of August. And there's a secret room. And when you go in there, and it's anybody can go and see it, but in order to go in that room, you have to give them your phone. And they put it inside this sleeve that closes magnetically, so you cannot take your phone out and take pictures of the car, which is what I wanted to do and everybody else wanted to do. But they actually block you from doing that. Well, they will not let you take pictures of the GLS when we were at the secret room in the building. And it was pretty cool, honestly, because it was so like mystifying and like secretive that you're getting to see this Maybach GLS before the rest of the world. And it's just an amazing vehicle. Maybach is, again, going to capture more market share with this vehicle. Because not only do you want a Maybach version of an S-Class, like of a car, but you can also have a Maybach SUV as well. And that's just, again, you know, the power that Mercedes-Benz has is they have the ability to step into every single type of market they can. You want a hypercar? Great. They have their AMG Project One. You want a supercar? Great. They have a GTR. You want one of the best daily drivers of all time that's fast, comfortable, sounds great? E63. C63. You want a beautiful SUV? Great. They got tons of them. You want an ultra luxury SUV? Great. You got the Maybach GLS. There's nothing they legitimately can't do, as well as they are now a huge competitor in the race to creating the best EV and hybrid vehicles with their switch to EQ movement. But ladies and gentlemen, this is to conclude this episode, a vehicle I'm particularly excited about, the Mercedes Maybach GLS. Much more to come as more details get released, but that's actually all we have for episode number 99. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. I greatly appreciate it. Feel free, if you want to, head over to the YouTube as well, the Car 5 Podcast in the search bar, and just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. Unless you're already watching on YouTube now, definitely subscribe and hit like button. Thank you so much for checking out the YouTube channel. You guys know if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com, whether you have an episode recommendation or you just want to talk about cars, whatever you guys want. And don't forget to check out the link in the description, www.tlog.com, which is your guys' source for the best car merchandise out there directly from the manufacturer, 100% legit. No matter if you want a hat, a shirt, an accessory from your favorite car company, I got you guys. Last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, episode 100 of the Car 5 Podcast. You have to tune into this one because we are doing a special giveaway. We're going to have a party. It's going to be a good time. Tune into episode 100 if you want a free chance to win a pretty awesome hat or a shirt. I don't know what we're going to give away yet. You got to stop by from your favorite car brands. That'll be a lot of fun. Please tune into episode 100, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.